Business doesn't have to be as hard as you're making it. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Well-Oiled Operations. With over 2 million downloads, it's the go-to podcast dedicated to helping you increase your profit margins while getting your time back. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Whether you're a brick and mortar or an online business owner, it doesn't matter. I've got both, and I'll show you my framework to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. It's time to get your business less reliant on you. All right, we are back. Let go for cash flow. I am so excited about this specific day today. Now, I know today is a bonus training. And what I really like about this is you start to see where people's mindset is right off the bat. Okay. What I mean by this is, does bonus trigger your mind to think, I don't need it, it's just extra, I got the good stuff? Or does bonus make you think, I get to go deeper, I get to master, I get to immerse myself even more? Now, the people listening, like, you've passed that test of bonus meant for you. Let's dive in. Let's go deeper. I'm not done yet. There's more to learn. Amazing, right? But I knew today, no matter what, that we would have lower numbers. And I'm saying this a minute in when we haven't even seen who's joined yet. But I know for sure that we will have way lower numbers today than yesterday. And that is a mindset thing. That is somebody's mind playing a trick on them that a bonus means I don't need this, right? When really in reality, I bet there will be somebody here today that this will be the best, most powerful session that they have had the entire week. Are you with me? Okay. So I'm excited for you because you're here. You came, you're listening. That makes me so excited, but I want you to be excited because you've got the mindset you need right now to make this happen. Okay. So first, I want to welcome our newest members of Well-Oiled Operations. We had some people already joining us. I am really looking forward to working with you more closely, going deeper on everything we've learned here this week. I have barely been scratching the surface on each topic, and now we get to go even deeper on every single one of those nine pillars: the planning, the people, the process, and the templates alone will be a game changer in how fast you can implement. And we know that time is money, that speed is important, right? We know that the faster you implement, the faster you get to those revenues you're looking for, okay? So just to recap in case any of you missed it yesterday, but what you're going to get when you join Well-Oiled, so first of all, you're going to get our three-phase, nine-core Well-Oiled trainings, okay? The everything you need in planning, everything you need in the people section, everything you need in the process. For those of you that have said, I need to systematize my business, you can either create all of your own systems or you can just take ours as either a first draft and modify, or say, this is a perfect system for me. Like, I'm going to just take this as is. Okay. How you're getting support. We had some people ask us in VIP this morning. If you have a question, you either go into the Facebook group, you post your question in there. Within one day, it's guaranteed to be answered. If you would rather talk to somebody live, if you want it to be me, basically Monday through Thursday, every single day, somebody on my coaching, my team, my actual team members, my employees who live and breathe this formula, they are in there coaching. I coach three times a month. So pretty much every Monday, except for one Monday, you will see me live and you will get to ask me questions, come and get coaching, all of that. And then your team, you can bring in up to four people. You will get a bonus dedicated coach. You'll get the Facebook community to talk to other people in the room, plus pod calls based off of your revenue. So if you're like, oh man, there's a lot of newer people on here, I'm making seven figures. Guess what? You're going to go in the pod where they're making a lot of money. If you're like, oh my goodness, I just heard a seven-figure business owner and I am just like getting started, this is intimidating, you're going to be with the people that are just getting started, okay? And then last but not least, anybody that purchases by Sunday night at midnight central, we are going to be sending you the profit pack, including like your manual, your new business manual that you will use forever. I'm not lying when I say this. We are going to the post office Monday morning, first thing. If you think, I'll just squeeze in on Monday or I'll just do this on Tuesday, those boxes are going to those that purchase before Sunday evening. Okay, so I wanted to make sure you knew that. Now, I want you to know that you have got like this much this week. You're about to go 10 times deeper, and the goal here is efficiency. We have designed the program for weekly quick wins and an unrecognizable business over the next 6 months. You have learned this week the what and the why. Think about it. You have learned what to do and why you should do it. I'm going to teach you the how in the program. There will be a night and day difference in the speed of how fast you can implement based off of the, like, I mean, we have dozens and dozens and dozens of plug and play templates. The fact that you don't have to create it by yourself and think, where do I start? What does this look like? How would I do this? We're going to show you how to do it, and we're going to give you our done for you templates. Okay. What is the opportunity cost of doing it yourself? How long will it take? Will it be right when you do it? Okay. All things I want you thinking about. All right. Now, we are about to do a deep dive into your business. Remember, we are only taking 36 business owners this round. Okay. This isn't a course with thousands of people or a mastermind with hundreds and you go unseen. You will have a dedicated client success manager that is doing weekly touch points every week, talking to you there when you need them. Okay. Now, I'm going to get to know your business very, very well in that small group. So to recap again, what you're going to get, we just shared all of that info. You can go to welloiledoperations.com, learn all of the details there. You can book a call. You can go to welloiledoperations.com/skip if you want to skip the line and just get paid and make it happen immediately. Okay. So today, I'm so excited. So I had a client on Monday. I just want to shout her out. I'm not going to say her name because this was like a private conversation. But I'm so excited because she had come to the call. She's already been in the program, and she had come to the call and she said, I have been so stuck and I really needed to hear this. And we talked for 5 minutes on a Zoom call, right? And she said she left. Okay. And I did feel a difference in her when she left, but she messaged us within 24 hours and said, with a 5 minute conversation with Stacy, she got me thinking differently into action. And I sold 2 clients. And then a minute later, she chimes back in and says, actually, scratch that, 3. Here's what I want you to hear. She has had our strategy. She has it. She has the program. She has access to it, right? But strategy only gets you so far. She needed the mindset tweak, right, to get her stepping into a different person doing different things. So we talked about the levels and stages of a business, right? We talked about a pioneer. How many pioneers do we have in here? Do you remember your status from Monday? Pathfinder, power player, powerhouse, right? And how we need to step into that powerhouse behavior immediately, right? Because we need to start thinking, how would they act? What would they do, right? So I am a 7-figure business owner. I would love to become an 8-figure business owner, and it will happen. At some point, I will for sure make 8 figures a year in my business. I am positive, okay? And the reason I am positive is because I'm already stepping into what that feels like, who she needs to be, what is she doing? What is she not doing? What does that look like, right? So I want you thinking, are you being the next level up on that ladder, or are you just staying as a pioneer? Are you staying as a pathfinder? Are you staying in your comfort zone with who you've been? Or are you making different decisions based off of where you want to go? So when I look at your calendar and when I look at your bank account from the last 30 days, is it just showing me activities and expenses of who you've been? Or am I seeing where you're going? Does that make sense? What are you spending your money on? What are you spending your time on? Ooh, we had a VIP this morning. This just made me so happy. She said she was working 7 in the morning till 10. I think she said 10:30 at night. Okay. She's doing well. She's maxed out. She has a lot of clients. That's why she's doing that. But that does not equal success, right? That is exhausting, right? And she said from yesterday's training, the free training, she already figured out how to shave off 3 hours a day. A day. Now, I have a feeling she's probably working 7 days a week. So that's probably 21 hours right there. We just gave her back from yesterday. Like, isn't that insane? I want you looking at your efficiencies, your inefficiencies, and are you playing at a powerhouse level? Because if you're not, why on earth would your activities right now create that next level, right? I love the phrase, we always put it on our social, like, you can't have six-figure habits and expect to build a seven-figure business. How many of you have been that delusional person we talked about yesterday where you are six-figure, five-figure habits, but you are desperately wanting a seven-figure business? Okay. How do we start to climb that ladder and get to that next stage? We talked about this yesterday. Plan, people, process. We rinse and repeat. Now, this was interesting. I had a client yesterday say she came into the challenge this week. She already has the program, okay? But she came into the challenge this week, and she actually told everybody yesterday how it was so eye-opening for her to catch things that she didn't realize she was doing. And it's because she was rinsing and repeating. Her mindset said, I can learn something here, right? Even though it's free, and even though I have her paid thing, I can learn something. So her mindset told her there's something here for me to learn. She came and guess what happened? She learned, right? So I want you thinking about the plan, the people, the process. When you join Well Oiled, the two systems I want you to go immediately diving into is the marketing machine and sold out systems. I believe one of the biggest things we offer are our systems. And I think those two things right there will be the highest generating revenue, like money-making systems that you could implement immediately, okay? Now, here's what I want you to know. We actually teach our program. It's very different than most programs. And the reason is we start, like I said yesterday, with the sold-out systems focusing on client delivery, okay? Here is why I want you to really understand this. So this bathtub right here that you see on the screen, Instagram, we're over here on Facebook. So there's a bathtub on the screen and it shows the faucet, the water coming in, right? And the water coming in is new sales. And then the water in the bathtub are your current clients. And then it shows the drain. And the drain are clients leaving, okay? And we're going to show you first how to close the drain. And then we're going to focus on your marketing, which is filling the bathtub. And the result you're going to get is a fuller bathtub. Okay. So I know that, which I should say too, it's going to remove you from the marketing hamster wheel. Right now, your brain is saying, I need more visibility. I need more clients, right? I need more, more, more. But you won't be as desperate for new people because your current people will stay with you longer. Once your drain is closed, then you can full blast put on that marketing machine. Which client has more profit margin? Which client brings more profit margin? A new client or a repeat client? Post in the chat. Which one is more profitable, a new client or a repeat client? Now, if you're not paying for advertising, you might say they both are, but you're still spending more time on a new client than you are on a repeat client, right? So time or money doesn't matter. So I want you thinking about that. Okay, so a repeat client is going to bring you more money, but where, honestly, let's say this right now, I see lots of repeats, okay? Put a number 2 in front of this so I can see the difference in your answer. So put 2 and then answer the question. Where have you been putting most of your time and energy, into new clients or repeat clients? So put a number 2 and either say new or repeat. Here's what's crazy. Every single person said repeat client. You know this, but now looking at what's happening is we see lots of news coming in. It was 100%. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Everybody knows that, right? And now the answers are coming in and there's a pretty good mix. Okay. Pedraman says, repeat since I joined the program. Yes, right? Because now we know. Now we know. too many of us have been spending too much time on new. Okay, now, so getting them to buy is pure profit, right? It's pure profit when you get them to buy again, which is going to massively increase your margins. And that's what this week has been about, maximizing your margins, getting your profit margin up while you get your time back, okay? All right, so all right. Oh, this is interesting too. So I was just on a podcast and this person was like, so what do you want to talk about? Normally that does not happen on a podcast. They come with like, I want to interview you about this. And I was like, oh, like completely on the spot. I had no idea. And I pitched her on like a repeat. I should say I pitched her on a retention strategy. And she said, oh, no. My people are brand new. Like this would not apply to them. And I was like, well, if they're brand new, they probably need to keep clients more than anybody, because they don't have a lot of clients. And she was literally like, no, this literally will not excite them. And then I realized I'm fighting against this person who's, her mindset is not there. Like she doesn't believe it herself. So she didn't want me teaching it. Okay. But what I want you to see is that is how you scale your cash flow. Marketing and fulfillment are huge. But if you don't put operations into place, things are also going to start to fall apart. Okay. So I want you to understand what it's like trying to juggle without systems and operations. It will inevitably lead to balls dropping, okay? We do not want that. Now, I feel like I have the wrong slide up. I'm going to remove this for 1 second. Okay. Here we go. I have just one random slide where I don't know where that came from. All right, so here is what I've learned. It's not a lack of knowledge or strategy, but it's our mindset that's holding us back the most, right? So I had told you yesterday, I have my certification from Brooke Castillo's Life Coach School. So I'm a certified life coach with her. And the reason I did it, not that I'm life coaching, but I'm helping my clients see, like when I talked to this girl on Monday, the client I talked about, I immediately said, the phrase "I've been stuck for a while" is literally keeping you stuck because you believe the story of "I've been stuck for a while." So therefore you're not taking actions as if you want something to happen, right? And as soon as we kind of gave her a new thought to think, she immediately got 3 clients in 24 hours, right? Now, your mind is going to try to stop you so many times, okay? You're going to hear things like, "I'm not sure what to do." I've actually heard that a couple times already today. So I know I need systems, but I'm not sure where to start. I'm not sure what to do. So guess what happens? You don't do it because your brain is saying, you don't know how to do this, right? I'm not ready yet. That was a big one. Somebody had mentioned our program was too advanced and she stopped watching after, she didn't even make it through day one. She made it through part of day one and then stopped watching because she was talking to one of my team members. So I know this is what she said. Maybe she came back. Hopefully we convinced her to come back. But think about that. She felt like this was too advanced. She didn't know it. So what did her brain say? Well, you shouldn't even do it then. How do you get good at something? By doing it, by learning it, by being uncomfortable, by hearing things you've never heard before. But instead, what she's going to want to do is she's going to want to find something that feels like, I know this. This feels familiar. This is what I already know. This feels good. Do you see the difference? Right? The "I'm not ready yet" is making them stay stuck into whatever level they're in. Is this a pioneer? Is this a pathfinder? How long will they stay in those levels with a thought like, "I'm not ready yet," right? My business for the first 3 years, I wasn't treating it like a business. It was a hobby. It was something I was doing for fun. And people always say to me like, "How did you take off so fast?" And it was literally the thought stopped of like, this is for fun or this is like a hobby, into this is going to be my career. Like I am going full blown into this. Just that thought changed everything about my business, right? This is overwhelming. So what do? You just procrastinate, you pause, I'll do it later. I'll get to it later, right? Here's the problem. Saying those thoughts, but believing them like they're facts, right, is causing your business to slow down. So I recently asked, I loved this. I'm so glad I brought this up. I was with my mastermind And I said to them, what are your goals? I don't even know when. Next 6 months, next 12 months. What are your goals? And what are your struggles right now? And then I said this one question, kind of like a trick question, but I said, what could potentially stop you from hitting your goals? So let's actually do this together right now. Think about your goal for the end of the year. And then what are you struggling with in hitting that goal? So you might say, like, I really want to hit 1 million, but I'm struggling with getting new leads. Okay. And then I say to you, what could potentially stop you from hitting the $1 million mark? Okay. Now my mastermind starts saying things like, well, if my ads stop working or somebody quits and I can't replace them, or like over and over and over. Okay. And then my little rock star Taime, like the mindset, right? Like totally mindset. She said, I feel like I want to write down nothing's going to stop me. Like, can I write that down? And that's exactly what I wanted people to hear or people to think, right? Yeah, there might be struggles. There's going to be struggles. Like, let's be honest. But it's like, doesn't matter, because when I hit that struggle, when somebody quits unexpectedly, I'm going to find somebody even better. When my ads don't work, I'm going to go to organic. Or when my Facebook ads are not, I'm going to go to TikTok. Like, you're not going to stop me. Nobody is going to stop me. But when you have a real answer of like, well, yeah, if this happens, that could hurt us, right? What happens? You completely self-sabotage, right? So I want you to see how much stronger the thought was that Taime had when she says, nothing is going to stop me, versus somebody actually was saying like, oh, well, bad time management for sure. Or like my ads getting turned off, right? And then like all of that, right? Those were actually things that were coming up for people. But her response was, it doesn't matter what comes my way. I'm still going to figure it out. And if you don't have that mindset, it's going to be so easy for you to give up, to get overwhelmed, to procrastinate, to pause. Do you know how many people we have come to us? Like, we think they're going to buy our program and then they don't. And then like 6 months later, they come back and they're like, okay, I really need to buy this. I should have bought this 6 months ago, right? And a lot of times it's because it's not that they can't do it. It's because they let a thought keep them stuck. They let a thought, right, not move forward. They got caught up on one thing and they think, oh, this doesn't work, right? This isn't going to work for me. For some reason, my business is different, right? So I want you to start to be thinking about how you can choose better thoughts. Now, knowing this is day 4 and it's a bonus, I knew my thought was for sure today is going to be smaller. And it's actually not that much smaller, which is actually pretty impressive. But I knew today was going to be smaller. Okay. Now, my thought of like, today is going to be small. No one's going to come. Why am I even doing this? Do I even need to prepare? Do I even need to practice this one? Like, it doesn't even matter. Versus, I'm going to get the good ones today. I'm going to get the committed ones today. I'm going to get the best of the best today that show up for themselves as a bonus. Like, they are here to immerse. They are here to consume. They are here to implement. They are going to take advantage of everything they can. Guess what? Those are my kind of people. Do you see the difference? I literally just got excited saying that to you. That's such a difference. Like, tomorrow it's going to be even smaller. It's Friday. I don't know about you, but it's really warm here. Even tomorrow, we're like 85 in Wisconsin, which is crazy. But Friday, it's going to be smaller. Guess what? I get the most committed people tomorrow, right? The best of the best are coming. I cannot wait to come back tomorrow, right? So guess how I will show up? So I had this meeting with this guy on Monday after the challenge, and it was at 5 p.m. Now, I typically end my workday around 3, but he's in Australia, so our time zones just like are crazy, so we both have to compromise and meet at a weird time. So I met him at 5, and he goes, what time is it? Where are you from? What time is it? And I said, oh, it's 5 p.m. And he's like, wow, you just look like very – he wasn't like being weird. He just said, you just look very energized. Like, you look very – like, not like it's 5 p.m. You look like it's the morning for you. Like, I was refreshed. And it's because of the thoughts I'm thinking at 5 p.m. There was a time at 5 p.m. that, you know what the thought I was thinking? I'm tired. I just had a long day. That was a long day. That was exhausting. Those are my thoughts. So you know what I looked like at 5 p.m.? Like, I was exhausted. My husband literally said to me one time, could you please stop saying how tired you are? Like I was making him cranky, right? And you don't even catch that you're doing it. Okay, so I want you to hear this. I want you to start paying attention to what is going on in your head and try to replace it with a stronger thought. Now, this is where I want people to know that I am not the most positive person 100% of the time, okay? I have negative thoughts, but I catch them and I go, how do I get this out of my head right now? What can I do to just like feel this thought, understand it, and then quickly replace it? So I want you thinking right now, think about yesterday or any in the last like week. What is something that frustrated you? Okay. What is something that frustrated you that just made you mad? Could be something personally, could be something, maybe a team member showed up late or they forgot to do this or they didn't send out this email and it ruined something. Like, what is something that frustrated you? If you could put it in the chat, that would be amazing. Okay. Now, here's what I want you to ask yourself. Where is the ownership in the thing that happened? Okay. So Karen just said my team member was late. Okay. So where is the ownership in that happening? Because what happens is we place the blame on somebody else and we're like, oh my goodness, this team member was late. They're ridiculous. I can't believe they're doing all the things. Okay. But I want you to think about where is the learning lesson here of what I could have done to prevent it, make it not happen, remind them, hire a better person, like you name it, like figure it out. Because there is nothing that is frustrating you in your business that you did not play a part in, okay? And I want you to catch yourself and go, like I did something the other day where I was like, oh, dang, that was wrong. And I was like mad for like a split second. And then I was like, did I tell her to do that? No. I wanted it done, but I didn't say it. She had never done it before. I expected it to be done. She had no idea. I didn't teach her. It made me less mad because I was like, oh, learning lesson. Can't be mad at her. That's ridiculous. Now I know I have to do this. And guess what? My thought is I'm now going to be a better leader, right? Like opportunity to be a better leader because now I will never make that mistake again. Yes. Okay. So let those frustrations come up. Let those things happen, but catch yourself and rework your thoughts around it. Okay. So start paying attention. So one of the things, do I have this down in here for you? No, bummer. Okay. So one of the things I want to share with just how like a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset, right? This came up actually on our VIP call, and I think it's worth bringing up right here, is a growth mindset is constantly thinking of like potential, possibility. A fixed mindset might say things like, but we've never done that before, or you had that goal last time, but you didn't hit it. Why would you be able to hit it right now? It's like, it's trying to be factual, but it's literally stopping you. And we want to start you thinking about positive thoughts, right? We want to start thinking about where you could go. One of my team members this morning brought up the book, The Gap Versus the Gain, and how it's talking about most people focus on like the gap, like what's not there, the negative thing, what you wanted, but you didn't get, versus like the gain of maybe the learning lesson or how much stronger you're going to be, how you're never going to make that mistake again, right? I just said that to somebody this morning. That sucks. I know that you didn't want to spend that money and have that mistake happen, but you will never make that mistake again. And you know what I always think about when I waste money? I think, God, it happened now, because if it would have happened a couple years from now, and maybe like, you know how like something you spend $2,000 on today, like 3 years from now, that thing will be like 10 grand. Like the more, my masterminds, all good masterminds at my level for seven figures and up are like 50,000 or more. I can't, my mind was blown when I started to see those prices. Something that I used to pay $25,000 for, now I have to pay $50,000 for, right? So my point is, I'd rather make the $25,000 mistake, learn it at that stage, than learn it at the $50,000 mistake, right? So anytime I make a money mistake, I always think, I'm so glad this happened now, because I'm going to be way bigger in 10 years, and that money is going to be way drastic, like so much more, right? But that's my thought versus A fixed mindset is thinking like, I can't believe I wasted that money. So mad at myself, right? So mad at myself. Why did I do that? And what starts to happen is, I wish I had my board over. Oh, can I move this? Hang on. Can we see this board? Oh, I actually have this for my coaching call. Kinda, not really. I'm gonna remove this. Okay, let's do this, guys. So the thought of like, think about what your thought is happening here. Can you see this? Sorry. I don't think we're gonna see it except from Facebook. Okay, no worries. So the thought I want you thinking on, let's go back to like the person who said, I'm just not ready. I'm not ready to work on this yet. That's her thought, okay? And then what happens is sometimes we feel defeated when we think that thought, okay? So now what's our action? Our action or inaction? Well, her inaction was she stopped watching the training halfway through. How many of you think, no matter how new this person was, like let's just say she opened her business on Monday. She has never had a client. None of that's true, but let's say she is as brand spanking new as you could be. Do you think that something I taught this week could have helped that person? Like I just gave her like business 101 for the rest of her life. And she thought, I'm just not even gonna show. So guess what? She proved herself to be true. She is not ready. And she won't be until she changes this thought, right? When you think, you could even say, I may not be ready, but I'm gonna try. I'm gonna show up anyway. Like you don't have to pretend like I'm ready if you don't feel like you are ready, but you can change that thought to feel differently the way you show up. Okay. So a lot of times I'll have somebody in my program who's like, don't give me mindset. I just want to talk strategy real quick. It is rare that I go, of course I'm going to give them the strategy of what I think they should do. However, the circumstance was she watched, let's say, 30 minutes of day one and then told my team, yeah, I'm not ready. Like that was too advanced for me, right? That was the circumstance that caused her to think that, okay? So when somebody says, I don't need mindset, just give me strategy. I definitely give strategy. I am a strategist. But I can tell if you are ready to hear it or not, right? Like I had somebody who came in. She's like, I'm never doing Facebook ads again. So she had just got burned by Facebook ads and this one launch. And she was just like over it. She's like, I'm never doing that again. She was not ready for me to tell her, this is just part of Facebook ads and you're going to have to try it again. So I have to watch and witness like, where are they at? And how? And guess what? Over the next few months, we got her back to where she needed to be because her thoughts started to change and go, this wasn't just a Facebook ads thing, right? There is some ownership someplace else. Or this is just how it goes sometimes, right? And I'm still testing and I'm still learning and all of that stuff, okay? So I want you thinking about that as you start to create those thoughts. I want you to catch yourself, okay? If she would have thought, like I'm a new business owner and Stacey's been in business for 20 years, there's gotta be something I can learn. There's gotta be something I can learn. How do you think she would have felt that way? Maybe more hopeful, right? Now she's just looking for anything, looking for a golden nugget. How could I take this away? Like, what could I take away from this, right? And then she could implement the thing she took away. Another thing I hear, I'm just going to kind of keep giving examples of this. If you have questions, feel free to post them in the chat. So another thing that I hear a lot is I'll say, you should do this with your team. And somebody will think, oh, you don't understand my team. They'll never go for this. I know you say you can bring your team into the program, Stacey, but my team would never do this, right? So now you feel frustrated. Maybe you feel helpless. Like, why is my team like this, right? You never share this training with them and nothing changes. What if your thought was, let's just see. I'm going to tell them to watch it and let's just see what their response is. Because when you predict their response before you even let them decide for themselves, right? Like you're just hurting yourself tremendously. Okay. Now, what if you thought, I'm committed to working on my, I'm leading my team. Instead of thinking they'll never watch this training, I'm committed to working on leading my team better. Now you're excited, right? You're learning, maybe you test things, maybe you teach them new stuff, and the team grows and the company grows, right? Yesterday, somebody said, I can't afford to hire right now. I want to, but I can't afford to hire. I can't afford this. Frustrated. They're like sulking, right? You could even do this with yesterday. Let's say you desperately wanted to buy the program and you're like, you heard the price and you instantly went, like before the price, you're like, I need this, I need this, I need this. And then you heard the price and you went, ugh, I'll never be able to afford this. Now you're frustrated. You sulked all day yesterday. You felt bad for yourself. You didn't buy. Okay. Now we have somebody who's thinking, how can I afford this? We've literally had people say to us, I'm going to try to bring in X amount of clients this week so that I can make this money so I can buy the program. Like somebody who's in action taking mode, right? They feel hopeful. They're optimistic. They're trying things. They're sending out an email to see if somebody's going to buy. They're reaching out to a hot lead. They sold something, right? They're selling something in their garage that they never use anymore. They're talking to their husband about the importance of investing, right? All of a sudden that transaction, this happens, right? And then you find your answer. You figure it out and then you bought, right? There are so many different levels of where the thoughts you're thinking and where it takes you. Okay. I'm the how can I afford this? I'm already in action to raise the budget. If not now, the next one. I mean, I don't know who this is. It just says Facebook user. But how many times do you say, if not now, the next one, right? How many times do we decide something has to be this before I can do this? And when I say spending money, I'm talking about maybe updating your old, really old website that's costing you money. Maybe you won't hire somebody you desperately need. I see people paralyzed with hiring. I'm like, I can't afford to hire this person. I'm like, do you understand if you just put this person into calling all of your old people and reactivating them, she would like, it would pay for her, right? Okay. So I want you thinking about like, where do you want to go? What do you, this is another way to do this. I don't have my eraser. My children steal my eraser. That's actually right here. I just blame my children. However, it really is in my office. Okay. So another thing you can do is reverse engineer anything you want. So put the result in, hire a social media manager. What are gonna be the actions you have to do? What is the feeling you're gonna have to feel? What is the thought you're gonna have to think to make that happen, right? So what is something you really want? Put it in the chat. What is something you really want? Maybe it is to hire a part-time virtual assistant. So you put the result in there, like hire an A player assistant, okay? Okay, so let's say you do this. From here, what are the actions you're going to have to take? What are you going to have to do? And this is where you have to understand, like this is you getting to decide at what level you're gonna play at. Some people are like, well, I don't have the money to get a virtual assistant, so I'm gonna have to wait. Do you know how many people don't wait? And they go, no, I'm going to hire a virtual assistant and I'm going to make sure that we are working on activities that make us money, right? And you might think, oh, I would never do that, right? I would never put that on a credit card. I would never take that out of my 401k. I would never, whatever your answer is, right? So you've got to ask yourself, like, what are you trying to get and who do you need to be for that thing? I'm not telling you either way just because I'm not sure specifically who needs to hear this or what your strategy is, what you're trying to spend. Here's what I would say about something you were trying to spend. Revenue generators. I don't want you thinking a VA is a revenue generator. A good VA is a revenue generator. You can hire a VA and just be out $2,000 a month, or you can hire a VA who you put KPIs in place, you put a checklist in place, accountability in place, and they blow up your social media or they go reactivate clients and they make you 4,000. So to me, I will spend money on revenue generators, but an expense, no way. How many of you are spending money on expenses that are not making you money? Like, think about it, right? And I always tell people too, like, be careful with like Starbucks and like going to write off your coffee and writing off like just stupid stuff that you're like, ooh, I could technically buy a new laptop right now and make it a write-off. It's like, but do you actually need a laptop? Because if you're spending $2,000, or I don't know what they cost these days, right? If you're spending $3,000 on a new MacBook, but you could be putting that in something that actually makes you money because your current laptop isn't that bad, you've got to be careful. Is this a revenue generator or is this an expense? Will this make me money or is it just going to cost me money? I will do whatever it takes to spend money on revenue generators. And I will do whatever it takes to avoid any expense I possibly can. Make sense? Okay, so we've got about 20 minutes left. I would love for, oh, I've got to hand out two bracelets or necklaces today. I didn't hand out, you guys didn't call me out for not handing one out yesterday. I want to make sure that I hand out two today. So if you want the powerhouse bracelet or is this, oh, I don't have the right way. The powerhouse bracelet or necklace, gold or silver, I'll be doing that in just a second. Okay, love it. So what I want to share really quickly, I'm going to run through really quickly, well oiled one more time. For those of you that are like, I need this. I want it faster. I want to speed up my results. I'm going to share with you what that looks like really quickly. I would love to take some time to answer some questions, or I'd love to figure out what is a dangerous thought you're having that you got to get rid of. Okay. All right. Let me share this. Okay, so I'll go through it faster, just so you guys, some of you haven't heard it yet. With Well Oiled, it is a 6-month group coaching program guaranteed to increase your profit margins while getting 25% of your time back. And if you don't get those results at that 6-month mark, we will literally refund you your investment, okay? We are going to cover every one of those phases. I'm talking, we're going to dive into the same pager. You're going to craft your critical number, figure out what your bestseller is. We're going to prioritize the money making tasks you need to do to immediately make money as fast as possible. We're going to maximize the people you currently have, and that includes you. So I love the person I shared this morning, how she shaved 3 hours off a day. That was just for her, maximizing her ROI. Now imagine getting to do that with all of the people on your team. All of the people coming on your team. Now, you may not need hiring right this second, okay? But what I will tell you is people that come into Well Oiled, you, once you start making more money, you are immediately going to want to hire and take off some of that weight on your shoulders, right? So we're going to be talking about team meetings, boundaries and communication. You will want that no matter who you are, as well as solid foundations, okay? And then all of the systems you could possibly want or need, okay? So our templates and systems vaults, I think module one has like 12 templates. It is just system after system after system, all done for you, plug and play templates you can use. Our job descriptions, our org charts, our evaluations. Somebody said, is a PIP in there? Yes, performance improvement plan. Yes, if you need that, go grab it. I know you're in the program. Onboarding systems, employee handbook, our marketing machine systems, our sold out systems for fulfillment. So much good stuff inside of there, okay? I love that Karina used one system and saved her 18 hours a month, okay? So not only that, the support is next level. So I want you to understand, I have two teams. I have a team of 50 in the one business. And then in this online business that I have, besides myself, there are 6 full-time and then a lot of different part-time contractors we use. But the 6 full-time people in my business right now, they are coaching in the program because think about it, who lives and breathes this program better than anybody? We are a product of our product. So me and the other coaches are in here coaching. So the rapid response support is in a Facebook group. You can ask an unlimited amount of questions every day. And within one business day, somebody's going to answer that question who lives and breathes these systems. Another way is to come show up to one of our live coaching Monday through Thursday. I am there 3 times a month. Okay. Typically on Mondays is my day. So this Monday coming up, I am doing a deep dive on a brand new training called Leveraged and Lucrative. And I'm basically showing you how to get more. I'm doing the time, the money, the best sellers, right? The best clients. Like, we're talking everything about how you can leverage what you have and make more, get more time back. So that is what we're calling our September sprint to get you going and finish up strong. I'll be teaching live on Monday and then opening up for Q&A as well. Okay. But guess what? Like, today there's somebody coaching live. Then on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every single day, somebody from my team who lives and breathes this is going live. Okay. And then you'll be able to bring up to 4 team members into the program with you. They're going to get everything you get. Some of you don't have any team members yet, or you have one and you're like, I don't know, she's part-time. Would I bring her? You can decide when you want to bring somebody in. It could be you hire somebody in 3 months and you bring them in 3 months from now. Okay. I love this quote. I can't not say this quote. The only thing worse than training your employees and having them leave you is not training them and having them stay. This is from Henry Ford. Okay. All right. You're going to get a dedicated coach. That means if you needed something, you have somebody specific you could reach out to in our program. Okay. They're going to be doing weekly touch points to say, hey, how's it going? Hey, you know, you said you were going to do this thing. Did you do that thing? How did it go? When you know somebody's going to ask you that kind of question this week, what do you think you do? You implement, because you're like, oh, dang, Trisha's going to email me on Tuesday and I really need a response of what I'm going to do, right? And then you'll have quarterly one-on-one calls with them, okay? And then with that, you'll have a Facebook group just for members only. And then we have dedicated pod calls. These are all optional. You don't have to use all of this. You use what you need, okay? And basically with these pod calls, they're based off of your revenues. So for us, we just want to make sure that people with similar revenues have similar frustrations, problems, wins, strategies, right? So we separate you on those special calls for you to meet other people and also hear what's working, especially as we head into this recession. You're going to want to hear that kind of stuff. Okay. Oh, and then last, I didn't share this. The investment is $9,800. You probably saw that yesterday. Now, if you're like, I want this, but $9,800 is so expensive. And there are payment plan options. Okay. So just so you are aware, I always like say to myself, like, do you think Susanna thought $9,800 was expensive? She might've thought that in the beginning, but after the first week when she made $30,000, do you think she thought that, right? So I want you to see when you start to get in here and go, oh my goodness, right? We are also doing a bonus ticket to our leadership event. It's happening next month. So I know some of you may not be able to attend, but you will get access to 3 days worth of recordings as well. Okay. We are only taking 36 students. I know we have less than, we are like in 20-ish range right now. So make sure to grab those. If you want to skip the line and go right to checkout, you can go to welloiledoperations.com/skip. If you need a payment plan or you want to book a call to ask some more questions, just go to welloiledoperations.com. Anybody that enrolls before Sunday night at midnight, you're going to get our profit pack. Okay. There's a lot of goodies inside of here. You can hear stuff, right? And then inside of there as well is this, which is after 6 months, when you are no longer in the program, look at what you still get to keep. All of our, our templates, our org chart, like you name it, this thing is loaded. You're going to get a physical copy of this shipped to your door. Okay. All right. I am going to go here. What questions do I have in the chat? Ooh, I love it. How I'm coming to the event. How much does it cost for another ticket? I'd like to bring my manager. If you can just message us, we can give you all. Oh, perfect. Somebody emailed you. Yeah, you can bring people to the event as well. So the event is for a CEO, but it's also to get your team on board and help fast track their thinking. So if you have somebody on your team and you want to bring them, you can purchase additional tickets at a very minimal cost to get them in the building. Okay. I'm excited you're coming in person. It's going to be so good. All right. So bottom line, that's 5 people from my company that have 6 months of training for only $9,800. I don't know what you mean by that. Maybe you mean like it would take 5 clients to pay for that. Maybe that's what you're saying. And that's literally how we always tell people to think about that. How many clients, how much would you have to sell to make that $9,800? Some of you, you're like, I sell high ticket. I need one person to buy. Well, that's the easiest thing in the world, right? Some of you are like, I sell a $100 product. Okay. So we have to sell 100 more with the marketing systems, with the fulfillment systems. Like, you have to understand like how fast that can happen, right? Okay. What happens after 6 months in the program? Are there options to stay? Amanda, yes, of course. So basically with the 6 months, we believe you can transform your business, okay? We have very high retention. People are getting good results and then they go, can I just stay and keep rinsing and repeating? Plus, we have a 12-month curriculum. So every month for 12 months, it's a different masterclass. So somebody comes in and they're like, I am loving this. I want to continue. You can continue. Somebody who's like, I got what I came for. This was great. I'm good. There is no commitment after the 6 months. But you know us. We love our customers. We love up on them. We focus on how can we keep them? How can we keep them happy? So that is why our retention is so high. But I always tell people too, if you want to see amazing customer experience, right? To feel how we do this in our business, modeling it, showing you what you can do with your clients is going to be a game changer as well. Okay, so good. Amanda, I hope to see you in there. All right, what else? Questions? I love it. I always ask, is this a revenue producing activity? Like right now, I need to finish my well-oiled book. Like I need to finish it. But that was the reason I kept procrastinating on it, because it's not a revenue generating activity, right? It's just a really good book that, yes, eventually will convince somebody when they read it, I need this program, I want to buy, et cetera. But it's not like this fast overnight. Like if you want to be a millionaire, a book is not the way to do it. Like, trust me. And yes, like people who like the Harry Potter author, yes, okay. But how many of us are the Harry Potter author, right? So you have to just keep asking yourself, like, what are my priorities today? What I will tell you is sometimes people think things are priorities and our coaches will say, listen, we need to scrap this, put this instead, right? We are literally redirecting people. Or here's a big one we see. Somebody's like, oh my goodness, I did this strategy and it worked. Okay, now I think I'm gonna do this. And we're like, whoa, no. You're going to do that strategy again, or you're going to refine that strategy. You're going to make it better. We don't want you getting excited and then jumping ship and going to something else. We want you dialing it in. When you make $10,000 because you did something in the program, I want you to turn that into $100,000, right? When you learn like, oh my goodness, this just saved me $4,000. Great. Let's do it again. Right. But a lot of times we get so excited and your accountability coach is going to get you to go, hold up, wait a minute. You're leaving money on the table right now. Let's do it again. Let's rinse and repeat. Let's refine. Okay. Excited for the event? Yes, me too. Okay. Any last minute questions you have about the program, what you get? I think like the biggest thing I want you to hear again is this week you had the what and the why. Could you take this event this week and be like, I'm just going to do this on my own? Yes. But that means you have to create the how yourself. Every time we say you need this or you need that, right? I can't imagine how long it would take you to make those things from scratch, right? So when you have the program and you have all those, it's like time to make your this. You're like, okay, I've got it. I'm going to have a contractor meeting agenda. Making that from scratch of like, what do I make that look like? What should be on it? How do I know it's productive? You're going to be thinking about that for how long versus going in the portal, grabbing it out, having the agenda, right? Copying it, tweaking it if you want, or just keeping it the same. And you know it's productive and you know it works. Yours, you're guessing. You have to throw spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks, to see if this is even going to be worth it, right? Oh, I love this. Struggling with the thought, the path is unknown, and not sure what to do when you feel the path is unknown and what to do first. Okay. So the path might be unknown and like all over the place, but the destination is not unknown, right? So you're focused on the path and like the, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm focusing on the destination, right? So this year in this business, we are looking to hit 2.5 million, okay, in gross revenues for this year. The destination is set in stone. The path to get there, yes, we're testing, trying, doing all the things too. But I am focused on the end game, not the crazy, windy path that I don't know what's going on in. But here's what I will say too, is the path isn't as unknown as you think, because when you try something, you either figured out it worked or it didn't. And that is part of the journey, process of elimination. Every time you do, every time you act, you get to say, did it work or did it not? Or did it not work, but I didn't do it that well. So I'm going to try it again, right? So you're struggling with that thought because you're just stuck in like, oh my goodness, where are we going, right? I just want, like, I don't know how I'm getting to 10 million, but I know I'm getting there. I know it. I am positive. There is nothing you could say to tell me that that is, there's no way that that could happen, right? I want you to be so positive, so convicting in whatever it is you want, right? That you have that destination so locked in. I will say one of the things that we help people do in this program is raise your confidence. You need confidence to do any big goal you think you can do. You need somebody putting good thoughts in your head of like, this is possible. You can hit it. I don't know what that path's going to look like either, but I guarantee I could give you three ideas right now to try, right? And as long as you are willing to keep trying until you hit that destination, you will guarantee, hands down, hit that destination. The second you have the thought, I'm not sure if I'm going to hit that destination, or I don't know if I'm going to hit that destination, or you need to borrow somebody else's confidence, okay? I am confident now, but I lack confidence in things I've never done because I've never done them, right? I remember when I first started my first business, 3 years in of doing everything for free, just doing it for fun, my parents and grandparents were so confident that I could start a business that I was like, maybe I could, right? Like, why do they think I can do this? Maybe I could do this. And maybe they just thought, well, you have us, so we'll help you figure it out. But even that, their confidence made me think, maybe I could do this. And I always tell people, like, because I borrow their confidence, now I, as the coach, am here to say, borrow mine. Like, I don't care if you don't know what you're doing. If you just hang out with me, I'm going to tell you what to do. And I'm going to get your mindset in a place where you believe it, right? You need confidence to tackle these things. How many of you is this clicking for? All right, I'm loving this. Okay, last, because we got to go. It's 11:57. I want to get us back to this. Okay, probably could have went a different direction, but that's okay. So again, you are getting all of the training on demand. If part of your thought was, I don't want to watch a training on demand. I had somebody say that like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, you're lucky that you have this and your access at any moment, anytime. You don't have to wait for me. Like the people that did it when I was live, they had to wait 12 weeks to hear something. You get to hear it the second you need it. It is there as a resource. But you also are getting live trainings from me. Every time I go live, I teach. Every time I'm there in the group, I'm live, I am teaching. I'm doing a deeper dive in that program. Okay. All of the plug and play done for you systems and templates. Rapid response support. You will never go again without a question unanswered within one business day for the next 6 months. Group coaching live Monday through Thursday on Zoom. Okay. Your team gets to come in. You're getting a dedicated coach. You're getting a Facebook group, optional pod calls if you want to take advantage and meet some like-minded people. And you are getting your profit pack with the templates and everything in physical form. All of that. It's $9,800. There are a couple payment plan options. You can jump on that call, talk to a coach, figure out what that would look like for you and how we can get you in here and get you started. Go to welloiledoperations.com. Get that up on the slide. So /skip if you're like, I'm checking out, I'm ready, I'm grabbing one of those spots before they sell out. Or you can book a call, you can have somebody ask you. This is one thing I was telling people is, we're not going to sell you into it if we don't think we can help you because our guarantee is so good. And if we can't help you, we have to pay you your money back. So why would I volunteer to coach somebody for 6 months for free that I don't think I can help? I would do it for free if I thought I could help them. But to do it for free when I don't think that they're the person that's going to get the results, we are not going to sell you on it. Okay. All right. I have had a blast this week. We are only on day four. Thank you for just showing up, getting as much as you can. I know that you are the people getting what they came for. We've got one more day, 7-figure 5 money-making mistakes, okay? And then I have 2 interviews where I am interviewing 2 clients who I just wanted another opinion. I wanted you to hear somebody else and their situation and their struggles and their just, I wanted you to make sure this wasn't just like, oh, it's just Stacey doing this, right? There are other people and the way that they're thinking and what's normal and how they felt in the beginning and all of that. They're going to be here tomorrow. You're going to hear those interviews as well. Okay. Have a phenomenal rest of your day. VIPs. Whoever just said bracelets and necklaces. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I just kicked myself off of Instagram. Okay. Thank you. Whoever just said bracelet and necklaces, I would have done again. If you want a bracelet or necklace, I'm picking 2 people. Put your name, your full name in the chat right now. I'm picking a name, full name. And when you DM me on Instagram, tell me necklace or bracelet, silver or gold, and your full address. Okay. Oh, that was Sarah. Good. Should have known that was in all caps. Sarah always does all caps. Okay. Let's do this. Trisha, do you not have one? We got to get Trisha one. She's on our team. Okay. Here we go. I'm giving like 1 more second because it's a delay. So I want to make sure that people can actually put their name in and then I'll announce it. What a great week. Okay. I am picking Elizabeth Wellhouse, Lindsay Moore. DM us on Instagram at Stacey Tushel. Bracelet or necklace, silver or gold, your full address, and we will mail it to you. All right, I'll do more of these tomorrow. Come back for a phenomenal day and hang out with the best of the best, right? All right, see you soon. Bye, everyone. And that's a wrap. If you're loving the Well-Oiled Operations podcast, then I know you would love our Well-Oiled Mastery Program. It's a 6-month program for you and your team to help you get the business running like a well-oiled operation. We pull back the curtain and share all of our systems when it comes to marketing, fulfillment, and operations. We guarantee to increase your profit margins while reducing your time by 25% or your money back. Head over to welloiledoperations.com and get your business running like a well-oiled operation today.